Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Here we are. Here we are. Running country.
Here we say we are. We are, of course, in two different places.
Yes. Yes. And hopefully the first part of this recording will work because last week it all we might as well be honest about it. It kind of messed up, didn't it? We recorded...
Yeah, I want to be honest about it because I think it's such a shame because obviously listeners will know we got an episode out and Paul was in it in the end. But I honestly think that me and you, I was just thinking about it afterwards, me and you catching up remotely like this and you telling me about, you know, what was going on with you at home in a funny way was really cathartic and I enjoyed it. And then even when it didn't work, we did it again. Yeah. And it was good again.
It was good again. And then that didn't work.
It was healthy.
Yeah. And then both of them didn't work. So yes.
Yeah, and then I said it. I told everyone just so that the rest of it made sense. And honestly, I don't think you've heard it, and neither should you. Me in just in my own little quiet voice saying, and then Paul said this, and that's what happened. Anyway, on we go. It was rubbish. It was rubbish.
No.
So, but it's not just about the recording. I mean, the podcast doesn't matter. It's just the way you realise that a bit of companionship and humour is a fantastic lightener
of
in
course.
Difficult times.
Yeah, and let's face it, much needed.
So what is your situation at home, Paul?
Very quick bullet points that were missed. Last week at this time, my daughter had it. I'd had the vaccine because I got given it at hospital when I was doing an induction day to volunteer at the UCLH hospital. And we just ran the house. So that was recorded on Tuesday. And then my wife...
And Wednesday. We tried again on Wednesday.
That was Wednesday, yeah. Tried again on Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Several days
of non-recorded recording. My God, we tried.
But that's not the most important thing. Sorry, go on. And then your wife.
Yeah, she's got it. And then my wife tested positive. So she's got it. So, it just means that I feel like Anthony Hopkins in Remains of the Day. That's basically my life.
Yeah.
Just running up and downstairs, dealing with food orders, hot water bottles, blood. And it's, you know, it's fine. The good thing is that we haven't had massive stress with it. Rachel hasn't... There's been no, like, really scary chest pains, do we call a hospital moment. You know what I mean? So far, we've escaped those. I don't know.
They're neither of them asymptomatic, but neither of them are particularly poorly.
Well, no, accurate? I mean, Rachel would argue that she is poorly. I mean, she's had fever. She's they're in bed, they're, and I'm telling them to rest constantly.
Yeah.
And they've had achy limbs and stuff. And Rachel's lost a sense of taste. Although I don't know whether that was linked to my cooking or what. I don't know whether that's some sort of...
I think it's probably... Well, it's convenient, isn't it? If you've got you cooking, the ability to not taste what you're getting...
I don't know whether it's the body kind of just switching off. Just a further defence mechanism that the body... This isn't vegetarian food. As I try and sneak a cheeky sausage... into the mash,
no, honestly, they're vegetarian steaks.
So she's lost her sense of taste, which is obviously alarming, and it's one of the alarming symptoms of corona, isn't it? And let's hope it comes back, because obviously some people, it takes an awful long time for it to get back. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. The jury's out, but I'm hoping she'll get back.
Well, Natty Haynes was one of the first people, you know, our friend from the show.
Yeah.
She was one of the first people I knew who had it, and she, as you say, she lost her sense of taste and smell for a long time, but it's back now. Good. So just good to know that it does come back.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So it's sort of... Bonnie can be fairly demanding, my daughter, bless her, at the best of times. So once you're under the umbrella of corona, the demands increase. She'll send me a text of like, I've just thrown my hot water bottle out of the room, you know, or whatever, you know, so I kind of scurry up and refill it. There's a lot of that. Yeah. But are you?
I know that you're keeping your distance from Bonnie and sort of like going to the end of the corridor and stuff. What about you and Rachel? Are you distance? Are you in different rooms, or what's the story?
All I would say is that it's vastly truncated our lovemaking. Should we leave it at that?
It's really. I think even that was too much.
It's really put a.
I really don't want to think of you vastly truncated.
It's really put a spanner in the works with that. No, it's.
I thought you don't. You keep using these dirty phrases.
I don't know whether it's testament to the fact.
Don't talk about your testament.
I don't know whether it's testament to the fact of our rate of physical companionship that I haven't caught corona, or whether it's the vaccine kicking in. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, suffice to say, at the moment she's been in the spare room for the last, you know, a week, 9 days or so. And it's really sad. I just see her sort of peeking out the door when I give her a hot chocolate or whatever, and it's just a bit grim. But we talk on the phone a lot.
You're missing her, aren't you? You've been missing her. I miss my wife when she's out of the room for a long time.
I'm missing
it's
her.
It's lockdown stuff.
I'm missing her at night. But we chat, and it's fine. And I'm just pleased. I just keep telling her to rest, because she's one of those up and atom type characters. I found her in the blubbing washing room the other day, putting the washing on. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, just putting it. I said, no, what can't be? It's just, I want you to rest and not be anywhere else in the house. How simple can it get?
But so it's what you're working towards in the end, is to get her in the attic.
Yes.
And make it more and more of a secret.
Yes,
and
find
another wife, maybe a kind of biddable maidservant type person.
No, that would be great. That would be great. That's the end game, of course.
The Jane Eyre end game is the way to go, I think.
Yeah. How are you? How's Camdearing? More importantly, where are you running? Here I am strolling around the front room.
Well, can you hear a crunch in the background?
I can hear a reassuring crunch. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm running on that kind of last of the snow that's turned to ice.
Right.
And it's fantastic. It's like the sugar on a bowl of cereal in the 80s.
Nice.
And I'm on the grass now, which is good. I said to you before we recorded, I said I'll run somewhere good. And I was basically thinking avoiding roads and people so I can focus on being able to run and talk to you without even more things to worry about. You know, last week, when we were recording, the bit we actually got at, actually, and I was diving in and out of the road, and you know, it was just preposterous. Anyway, extra emergency I didn't realise is that running down here, a black ice, I skidded all the way down here.
It's really quite scary. Isn't it?
Treacherous, as they say.
It is.
But it is gorgeous. But have you guessed where I am?
On the canal? Are you by the canal?
No.
Hackney Marshes? Hackney Marshes.
Because there's just so much space.
I bet
it's my happy place.
I bet it's
for when I'm feeling...
I bet it's...
You know, because it's all a bit... You know, it's a lot of people about. So, and also, the great thing about me coming here and us recording remotely is there's like virtually zero, I'd say, no more than 5% chance of you getting a parking ticket.
Yeah. Although you never know. You never know with those
parking. You never know. You can't be entirely sure. Happen.
You never know. We took the precaution of ticketing you at home, sir. Wasn't the snow...
We thought you were thinking about going to Hackney Marshes.
Yeah. Wasn't the snow gorgeous yesterday? Didn't it feel in some way at like just at the right time? Because let's face it, it's all been pretty bleak and variants, and the press conferences are looking increasingly like sort of we're taking you hostage for the foreseeable future. Do you know what I mean? It's been tough, hasn't it? And also I was getting really just mindful of the kids and the effect on the health and stuff. And then just a bit of snow and kids having fun in the snow. I thought it was I thought it was really nice yesterday. Just a really
absolutely,
nice
I completely agree. And it's just that time, isn't it? I mean, I've been worrying about you and your family. And last week, as usual, with my help these days, but nevertheless, all mainly my wife attended to my tax return.
Nice.
And of course, the end of that, it should be a blessed relief, because it's finished is always a terrifying moment where the government seems to want me to... It's like a scam, the way they say, this is how much you owe and you owe it again.
Yes.
And they never say the next year. Well, luckily, you prepaid last year.
Yeah, yeah.
They never say that.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they go. I think they just throw that money down a hole. God, no. So so that was really depressing.
Yeah, it's just...
In the moment when we were doing that... I got an email, and it's good news really, because it's the next edit on my book.
Right.
But we were literally filling in the tax return, and an email came in and said, now this edit is going to be much more fussy and challenging, and you've got to do this, that, and that, and your editor's going to be really strict. I was like, oh no, I can't handle anything anymore. and then like you say, and then it started to snow. And obviously, like someone was saying, oh, a shout out to people in Essex who didn't get any.
Yes.
And were watching Running Commentary's Twitter feed going, for goodness sake.
Yes. Yeah,
but yeah. We were here, weren't we, waiting for a little bit of it. And my wife is so into it. It's just a bit of a thing. She takes the mickey out of herself, but when there's any possibility of snow.
Good for
she's
her.
She's just watching the weather. She's yeah. Whoop. That's it's her thing. And it's her birthday this week. So it felt like... You know, it felt like a gift from the universe, really.
It felt really
when,
magical.
There was it started coming down yesterday. We just sat looking at it. And honestly, you know, we do lots of talking about trying to stay cool and running is meditative. As you know, we've been doing loads of yoga. But frankly, if you can sit and look out the window at snow falling and settling, then you're onto something, aren't you? There's such a stillness to it.
Yeah, yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, it was sort of, it felt like a kind of calming cleanse for all our psyches or something. It did. It just felt like perfectly timed. I mean, it was just, nice to see just little kids throwing snowballs in the street. So obviously I couldn't go out, but I was just looking at it and just kids having fun, you know.
We were really sort of smiling and waving at people walking past the house, which it seemed completely normal at the time. But even a day later, you're like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hello, stranger.
Yeah, it was
walking past, are you?
Yeah,
yes, I am.
Yeah.
You've seen it too. It was just great. So, really so special.
Yeah. Suddenly in a Dickens novel. Did you get out for a run yesterday?
Not yesterday.
Right.
I've taken to... I'm sticking with 30 miles.
Right.
And I've really been tempted to do some speed work.
Right.
And I'm holding it back. I'm delaying that gratification.
Right.
And I'm trying in life and running to kind of really fill my time Monday to Friday. And then I'm embracing the concept of weekends.
Right. Fair enough.
You know what you were saying about how you're... drinking on a Sunday was very much based on going to gigs and then coming back, and you've got to kind of reconfigure.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's also a kind of happy balance of having a weekend off, in inverted commas, and spending that time doing domestic things.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I've now got this habit where we sort of have a lay-in on Sunday and read Saturday's paper, but by the time we finished our lay-in, we've had 18 cups of coffee and I've done 2 loads of washing. So it's not like I'm lounging around in bed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm kind of running 30 miles with quite a lot of quite distance runs.
Good
I'm running every day,
good for you.
Monday to Friday.
Right.
And I'm holding off on my would be park runs because I'm worried about the impact. You know, I'm trying to... give my knees a bit, my legs a bit of a break.
Fair enough. And you're still doing your yoga.
Yeah, yoga every day, and that's great.
Fantastic.
I did have a thought the other day. Obviously, whatever you're doing, it's your journey and go to it. But I do think that sometimes running every day. I think we need to remind people if you're someone listening to this and you're running every day, and that's not working for you. If you're like, oh, it's hurting, I had to take a day off or whatever, it's fair enough. You know, running is an impactful exercise.
Of course, yeah.
That calls for rest days. And also, the idea of running every day, it's only for you. You know, it's a way of getting you into it. And if you're into it and that's not working, then run every second day, you know, or whatever it might
be. Yeah, totally.
The yoga thing is interesting because the comparison, because it's so much less impactful.
Yeah.
I think doing yoga every day, for me at least, makes much more sense, because then you can, it's all about fine tuning.
Yes.
You know, you're doing roughly the same thing. So you're thinking, oh, okay, so I'm actually engaging my legs slightly better in that maneuver. And I can feel that in a specific bit of my thigh, you know.
And it'll have,
and that's never going to break the bank.
And it'll have, whereas, it'll have little spin-offs into your running style as well that you're probably unaware of at this time as well. It will feed in over time to how you run.
Absolutely, that's help. Kind of the idea, even yeah. though there's a lot more to it and
yeah, of course.
Meditative yeah. qualities and the spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
I really am trying to work on my posture and my core.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've noticed changes and aches and stuff. You know, specifically in my sides. You know, my sides and my stomach and my sides and my rib cage.
Right.
You know, particularly do yoga days that seem pretty straightforward and think, oh, it wasn't really, didn't do much today. You know, it's just 20 minutes of
yeah.
lying on the floor. And then the next day you're thinking, wow, my ribs hurt, you know.
Right.
And this stuff is all, like you say, it's feeding back into the running.
Cool. That sounds good. That sounds good. Yeah, I might.
And the psychological stuff, it's the other thing about doing things every day. It's the same as us doing running commentary every week. And it goes back to what, sorry, just to tell you, I'm you know, the far side of
yes.
Hackney Marshes where they planted all the trees?
Yes.
Each one of them is a little snowy hill in the
nice,
sunshine.
Nice.
So I'm right there.
It must be beautiful. It is a perfect day out there, isn't it? It's a perfect, clear, sunny winter's day in Hackney Marshes. It must be fantastic.
Absolutely. It's cold and crispy. I'm so sorry you're not
no,
here.
No, that's fine. No.
I'm here for us.
No, that's a real.
And yeah. I've stopped. I'm going to get this. I'm going to send you this picture.
Can't wait.
And you can send me a picture of you doing some of your cookery.
It's been it has been a little bit tense around here because obviously we're going through the food we've got in the house and we're getting people the odd deliveries to bring us the odd deliveries and stuff, but it's getting quite tight. But unfortunately, we were forced to eat the dog. Just a real shame.
That is not vegetarian.
Real shame. No, I mean, well, that was more for the non-vegetarian. It's quite hard to pass that off to as vegetarianism, even for me. But we've had a good casserole out of her. We've had a nice pie, and we're now onto kind of broth. So it's a lot quieter around the house, but it has sustained us.
Yeah, great, great.
Billy's.
And have you noticed any side effects? You know, you're scratching behind your ear a lot.
Billy's final journey. I found myself urinating in each corner of the living room. But that, to be honest, that's not that new behaviour.
Yeah, no change there. Skills.
And you've been for a run with me many a time, so you'll know that my outdoor toilet activities can be fairly dog-like anyway. So it's
yes.
all much,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
all
yeah.
much of a muchness.
I appreciated a bit of it was someone appreciated my South Bank story the other day and said, yes, I had to hurry home myself,
yeah.
you know, because it's not we're not all like you, Paul. You know? Most of us need a unit, need somewhere to
some sense
to make
of,
it happen.
Some sense of privacy above and beyond a tree. Yeah.
Exactly. Particularly in winter. God, I'm missing the foliage.
I know. It's, but yeah, it's, what can I say? It's tough yards, and I'm desperately trying not to put on weight, but at the same time, yeah. I don't want to add, because I had a couple of days where I was just on like miso soups and not really eating much, but I didn't really want to add too much physical stress to the stress I'm under, because obviously I'm always cracking jokes and stuff, but it's quite stressful. You know, there is stress
yeah.
around, and there's lots of extreme
of
stuff going on, so.
And you just have to be so strict to do that, because it's not like when you're not running, your body says, oh, well, in that case, I'll eat 40% less food. It's just not how...
No, it doesn't.
It's not how we work, is it? It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's so that's that. So it's hard. So we're just getting through it. Hopefully they'll be through. It's one of those where you just don't know when it's over,
yeah.
and you've got to rest on the way out of it as well, because that's one thing I've heard from a lot of people. They thought it was over, then they started doing stuff, and then they realised it wasn't. So you've just got to respect it at every stage, really. So that's
yeah,
what
it's real. It's a long game, isn't it?
That's what I'm urging. Yeah, I'm just urging restraints, because I've heard it from so many people. So.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, quite right too. You know, like you say, you can joke about looking after them and stuff, but it's really, it's difficult, isn't it? Even if you're not feeling great, just, I don't know, I want a better word than boredom. Kind of make you think, oh, yeah, today I'll do this and I'll do that. And also, if it's anything like other illnesses, you feel more and less ill at different times of the day.
Yes.
You know, yeah, I know when I've had a really bad, I don't know, whatever, like the flu or something, you can wake up in the morning, feel terrible, feel like you can cope with the world about 10:30.
Yes.
So you attempt something.
And then you just...
And by bedtime, you're thinking, why did I do anything?
You just absolutely back
mornings
on.
And evenings are worse.
Yes. Yeah. It's, and then there's a thing of me of wondering whether I'm developing symptoms or has the vaccine kicked in yet? So you get sort of various psychological... things kick.
Yeah, and have you had any? Have you been coughing or anything?
Not really. No, I mean the occasional. I'll cough like 3 or 4 times a day, you know. And if Rachel hears it, it's like you've got it. You've got. I really don't feel like I have it. I'm just. I don't know whether my body's fighting it because
that's just the natural response. My wife tends to cough a little bit after she's brushed her teeth.
Right.
In the night.
Yeah.
And this not in the night.
Yeah.
In the evening. And this last year, she's got used to doing that. You know, she brushed her teeth and then she'd do a little light kind of.
Yeah.
And she's got used to finding me standing in the corner of the room looking at her like a like a kind of teenage girl in a Japanese horror film. She's like, it's just a cough.
Yeah, I know. It's made everyone like that, hasn't it? I mean,
yeah
it's Bonnie thinks she's over the worst. She's never really lost her appetite through this, so you know, she's been eating fairly solidly. So yeah, let's hope so.
And that's okay because she eats meat, and so you don't have.
Well,
any
actually, she hasn't gone.
Fear.
Actually, she hasn't gone vegetarian. So her favourite meal is baked potato beans with some bacon on it and some cheese. So that's perfect. We can do that. Yes, and now John.
Well, in all seriousness, your baked potato and beans, as long as there's some cheese on there, or indeed a vegan cheese equivalent, is a fantastically well-rounded meal.
It's
because the carbohydrate of the potato completes the protein of the beans.
Yeah,
you get the calcium in the cheese, and the if you eat the potato skin, you're getting good carbs and you know, kind of nutty leguminous energy. If you have an apple after it, you've had you're covered.
There's a lot in that. I mean, there is a lot in it. George had beans the other day for the first time ever in his life at the age of 22. He'd never had baked beans. It's incredible. So don't be thinking that we're not having new experiences, because we are.
Yeah.
We are. You can.
Yeah, I mean, you're only having new experiences because you're so missing out on basic experiences.
Yeah, and then we had a conversation.
It's so hard for me to imagine
someone
having baked beans for the first time.
Yeah, it's great.
As I'm made almost entirely of beans.
Yeah.
And that, beans of my life.
And then we had a conversation after dinner, which we'd never had before. So there's
that is incredible. Has anyone had a bath?
Absolute madness. Well, the bath thing, obviously, there's the showers broke. We're very lucky. We've got 2 bathrooms, which makes us very, very lucky. But of course, we can't. Rachel and Bonnie share one bathroom shower. The shower in the other one's not working. So for us, for the healthy, it's either a bath or nothing at the moment. So
there's not much going on.
The ultimate sacrifice. But no, it's.
Are you a bath fan?
I love a long bath. Yeah, I love a long bath after a long bath after a long Sunday run is fantastic. With a cup of tea and some fruitcake on the side, absolutely glorious. That's what keeps
absolutely
me going
the last
couple of miles. Yeah,
I can't stand a bath. I had to admit to myself last year that even my occasional bath, like the bath I might have after I've done a marathon or something, I've still been lying to myself about how good it's going to feel and how good it is. I just get in a bath and I can't get comfy. I'm either too. I'm slipping down into the water and too hot.
Yeah.
Or I'm holding myself up and stop myself slipping away. Every now and again, I will slip. You know, occasionally I will actually slip in the bath and crack a rib. So I hate baths. They're rubbish. I don't want a bath. You can't make me have a bath.
You haven't mastered basic bath technique. I'm a refiller. I'm a just staying there for hours, refilling it. I love a bath. I'll read in the bath. I really need a ledge in the bath. I need a ledge above it to keep the tea and the cakes.
Well, I think you're a ledge. I think when you have a bath, I totally respect that.
Total bath ledge.
You truly are a ledge in the bath.
But the post marathon.
You've been massively truncated in the bath.
The post marathon bath is a definite joy for me. That's a real thing that I associate with the end of a decent marathon. That's soaked.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
To be.
I'll be honest. I think I'm always a bit scared. I'm not going to be able to get out again.
Yes. Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cut. We watched What Lies Beneath with the kids at the weekend. Have you seen that one?
I have seen that one a long time ago. That's isn't that Michelle Pfeiffer?
It's Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison Ford.
Right.
And it's a kind of Hitchcock pastiche.
Nice.
By Robert Zemeckis. He went off and made it while Tom Hanks was losing weight for Castaway.
Nice, nice.
And I think it's really good, What Lies Beneath.
Brilliant. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
real
yeah.
proper. I mean, it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's jump scares without a real true meaning, but it's fantastically edgy. It was really good watching it with the family.
Nice.
Except my daughter screamed so loud at one point I could still feel my side of my head all numb at the bedtime.
Nice,
so that's
nice to have those jump scares. Me and Rudy have been working through old issues of Friends. It's just been brilliant to watch how good it is, but also how sort of pre-2000, you know, pre-Twin Towers it was and all that kind of bit dated, but the writing's still crisp. And it's funny that Rudy's generation just really seems to really like it. It's really, really popular.
It's kind of never gone away, has it, Friends? It's, sort of, it's like the language of society ever since it came out.
Yeah, it's...
Even now, when, like you say, you can see that it's from a generation ago for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, it's coming back, it's getting streamed on Netflix this year. So, I mean, it's sort of...
By the same token, we've been watching The American Office, which I've never seen before.
Oh, yeah? Any good? I've seen bits of it. It is funny, isn't it? Yeah.
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 And also the love. I don't know. I'm someone just coming to it now. We're only on sort of season three. I think we're sort of getting to the end of what happened in the British office and the American office. There's 45 more seasons.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. He definitely
central will they, won't they romance is one of the greatest. Ever, you know, fantastic. It's up there with fantastic. Pride and Prejudice and Moonlighting.
Fantastic, fantastic. It definitely puts the lie to the fact that Americans don't do irony, or do you know all those boring cliches that people come out with. I mean, it's brilliant television, isn't it? It's perfect. Yeah.
And in fact, the blend, you know, when they take that deep cynicism and discomfort of, you know, Rick Gervais and Stephen Merchant's original Office,
yeah.
and they keep it and respect it, but they add kind of warmth,
yes.
and silliness,
yeah,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's nice.
Oh, we are absolutely binging on that at the moment. It's fantastic, and it's funny the wider thing. The will they, won't they thing, just knowing full well he's so desperate for this central couple to get together.
Yes.
But you know that when they do, that excitement will be over.
Yes.
It's like the snow coming. We're so excited about the snow coming. And then it came and it's wonderful. And then, you know, you go for a walk and then you come back and it's turning into slush.
Yes. Yeah.
And you think, yep, that's gone now. That's life, isn't it?
It's all in the anticipation. I mean, that's Friends as well, isn't it? That just sustained the central
relationship. Oh, yeah, same thing.
Just rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls. Just goes forever. Yeah. But I wonder whether... We're anticipating release from lockdown so much. I wonder whether we might get a similar thing. I'm also slightly worried that people are getting so used to lockdown life that something's happening to us that's, I don't know, some kind of accommodation to it that's a bit weird. I don't know.
I know what he's saying. I think that when when we go back to some kind of outsidey real life, I think we'll have to learn how to do it again.
Yeah.
But I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
I think it will be a great opportunity, you know, absolutely at an individual and a societal level.
Yeah.
I mean, other places are having that and they're doing that.
Yeah.
And surely we will be more grateful for things we took for granted before, you know.
Well, I hope so.
The next time I'm on a quiet mountain,
yes,
I'm going to fall down in a religious ecstasy. I've got to tell you.
I hope so. I mean, I was chatting to Julie the other day, and she has to go to work today to just look at a location, to check out a location, because she works in television, and and she's been at home all week, and she was so excited about going out to like look at a warehouse or something. She was planning her outfit. She knew she was going to chat to people. She knew, you know, it's just like, it's really, it's really heightened the mundane, hasn't it? Or, you know, a trip to the post office suddenly becomes just an expedition. And depending on your state of mind, either something really scary or a chance to really, it might be people's only interaction that day. The people working in these places, they're suddenly on the forefront of mental health, aren't they? They're just absolutely...
Yeah.
I was at the bank a couple of weeks ago. I had to drop a check off, and the guy there was chatting to the people at the bank, and it was like, I said to him, because he was chatting to a lot of old people, I said, it's really important what you're doing, because these people just... No one's talking to them, you know? It was like...
Yeah,
it's... who knows?
I've started trying to be more... I'm just so resistant to Zoom.
Right.
And I've just started thinking, just say yes to Zoom.
Yes.
Because then you can at least see someone. And, you know, we've talked before about how it's not the same. We know it's not the same.
Yeah.
But we just have to accept that is what's available.
Yes.
And it's important to get it. Otherwise, you know, I mean, and so lucky, like you say, some people are completely alone. And even you've got a much more difficult situation at home right now than me. We've just got the four of us. And despite my... teenagers being teenagers, we're all having a good time together and giving each other our space and stuff.
Good.
But that's still, you don't want to use that up.
Yeah.
We don't all get sick of each other because they're not interacting with anyone else.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
it's absolutely important. I went out on Saturday morning early to get down the shops before there was anyone else there.
Yeah.
And there was a woman coming up my road. It would have been about, you know, it wasn't super early. It was about 8:10 in the morning. She just coming up the road. I thought, oh, make sure I give her the distance. Maybe I'll put my mask on, you know, fumbling around, getting my mask out or whatever. Anyway, she's on the other side of the road. And we looked at each other. And just suddenly it was like we lived in a little village.
Yeah.
You know, she said, hello. And I said, hello.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, I was made up for about 4 hours.
I think
because a stranger said hello to me.
I think people. I think it's bringing out that spirit to an extent. I mean, obviously, I think some people are getting really angry, and I think any response is valid. I think it's just like it's all really hard work, and everyone's having massively varying experiences. But
yes,
a bit, you know, that thing, you know, people, you go through your stages, don't you, bargaining with this, and you know, maybe the final one is ultimately acceptance.
That's it, that you say acceptance is important, and I think I think there's a real unhealthiness, and again, this is not in any way disagreeable. People have got to do what they've got to do, but I get scared when people look forward to things, which sounds incredibly pessimistic.
Yeah.
And I kind of think if someone says, I'm looking forward to doing this, and then built into that is a sense of not knowing whether they'll be able to do that or when they'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it's just such a sticky wicket. I think in the end, you just got to try and find whatever joy or indeed just acceptance there is in what's happening right now in this day. You know, that's
absolutely,
why, like you said, that's why the snow was such a gift.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was saying before I said to you about the snowy trees over there. Adrian, the yoga teacher, was saying, whatever you've got, if you turn up one day and you're feeling not as good as another day, that's fine. You know, that's what happens when you do it all the time.
Yeah.
And you've just got to use it. And that's the same as us. That's why I was sad about us missing that bit of running commentary last week, because, you know, that was fun for us.
Yes.
And it was a great bit of,
yeah.
You know, and this is really bad news, really.
Yeah.
And we processed it in a healthy way. And it's a shame we didn't get to share that, you know, because when it comes down to it, as the Flaming Lips once sang, all we have is now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've got to. It really does. you know, that Groundhog Day thing, isn't it? You really are back to the same place constantly, you know.
That's right. And that's also that Groundhog Day where you really are back to the same thing constantly.
Constantly repeating. But, I mean, I've still not drank at all, which is...
Oh,
which,
very good.
Which is, it's kind of... obviously, it's partly health, but it's also there's just so much going on. I'm not missing it, basically. I'm just not missing it. I'm fine.
It feels like you're in touch with how it feels and why you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than just keeping your head down.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I think that I'm still haven't been drinking in a week, but equally, I'm not as in. That's not as spiritually healthy as you. You know what I mean? Because I'm basically just braving it out until the weekend and then going, ah, you know. So psychologically, I'm not. It would probably be better to take a bit more time.
I think, you know, I was drinking a lot. When I drank, and it's just nice to experience a different way of life for a while. Like I said the other week, just not starting from normal constantly. And it's just, I'm just, you know, we've got wine in the house. We're not drinking it. I'm not thinking end of January. I can't wait to get back on it again. Life feels so. Confrontational at the moment, and hangovers.
Well, it's like Groundhog Day. It's just the same thing.
Just the same thing,
repeating
constantly.
Every day.
Same
it?
Thing constantly. But it feels so. Just waking up with a hangover is just. I just can't do it. I just don't know whether I'm just not strong enough, especially when other people need me to do.
I hear
stuff.
That, but I don't think you should. You know, just don't express it as a negative. I just think that's real good self-awareness.
Yeah.
I certainly think I might take February off, or as much of February off as possible, because, as I say, it's my wife's birthday this week, and I've already laid in the champagne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm frankly planning on making it into cocktails.
Right.
So there's not, you know, that's it's not going to happen this week. But, and much more mundanely, I can't digest. I'm kind of physically, basically allergic to alcohol. It's always complaining about my guts.
Yes.
They're so much better when I don't drink.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's really annoying.
No, I feel that as well. I mean, it's just sort of, just everything just feels a bit calmer. And life is tricky. You talk about sort of not thinking about the future. It's like, too much. Part of that is just not even daring to hope, isn't it? You're just in this kind
That's
of...
That's right, you've got to be careful with it. And it's so healthy to think, oh, it'd be wonderful to do this. But it's scary at the same time to have those trains of thought. I've had a lot of, you know, someone got in touch with me recently who was trying to put together a one-off gig.
Yeah.
And it's in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, I don't know what you're doing to yourself.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not happening. It's no, not going to no, happen. No, you know?
Well, outside...
I don't know. Right. I don't know what it was. It was in a faraway town.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No, I can't see that, unfortunately. But at the same
time, have you also found release in football?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the football's been an absolute godsend. I mean, it's been so grateful for football. So grateful for it. Sorry, I was going to say something, but I kind of lost my. Lost my strength. But what we talk about? Sorry, I had a senior moment. What we talking about? We were talking.
I'm asking you about your football.
You asked me about football.
But also, I got to one of those puddles with the ice on it. So I'm going to take a picture of that for you as well. I'm sorry you can't be here on the marshes.
That is.
I'm on my second loop round.
Yeah.
And taking a picture of this puddle, and then I'm going to crack it with my toe.
Nice.
You ready?
Nice.
Listen carefully. Did you hear that? Cracking stuff.
Is it cracked?
It's cracked. You didn't hear it. Did you? No. Never mind.
No,
it was really something. I've got to tell you.
No, I didn't.
Really amazing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I didn't hear that. It's that sort of. It's that kind of daring to dream thing of the future. I mean, you know, Rachel's looking at. I'm hoping that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm hoping that after months of over-promising and under-delivering, that the government have decided a new tack of under-promising and over-delivering. I'm hoping that they've become more pessimistic in their public announcements so that they can surprise us later, as opposed to the reverse, which is definitely... There's been a change, hasn't there? Because there's so many people getting vaccinated constantly. And they don't want people to just start going out when they're vaccinated and infect other people, haven't been, etc. I just wonder...
Yeah.
Maybe it's my innately optimistic nature... I just don't think it's going to be as bad as it's easy to think it will at the moment.
It's funny, isn't it? It's a bit kind of yin and yang, really, yeah. Because I think that we simultaneously need to recognise that there might be an end in sight and that right now it's really bad. And those two things are kind of coexisting in balance, and we've got to hold them both in the palms of our hands. And it's a very delicate balancing act that this bunch of goons may or may not be up to.
I was chatting to someone the other day, Simon Randall, old comedy promoter from Chiswick Headliners Comedy, great club. And he said...
Good guy.
He said it's always a little bit worse than you think it's going to be. And he said that a few weeks ago, and it sort of is. But that sometimes as well, that doesn't mean it can't be a little bit better as well coming out the other side.
That's right. It's like going up a mountain, isn't it? Which is an analogy which I always use when I'm doing a difficult long run.
Yeah.
Is that including a difficult long run that was like literally the first time I ran for 5 or 10 minutes together, you know?
Yeah.
Is that whenever you climb a mountain, and I'm talking UK mountains, the kind of thing you can go up and down in a day or even in an afternoon.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's always further, steeper and more difficult than you think it's going to be.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It just always is. And like, as you say, it still turns out to be what you wanted it to be. You still get to the top.
Yes.
It's still a beautiful experience.
It seems to me that during this thing, both the pessimists and the optimists have been right. I mean, I remember in last April, the comic saying on Facebook, you know, so when do you think the next gigs are going to be? And an awful lot of people said, oh, there's going to be no gigs this year, and it'll be February, March next year, or whatever. And then some comics said, no, it'll be back in June, July. And everyone's saying, you're insane. Yeah. And the fact is, there was some gigs in June and July. There wasn't many, but there were some outdoor gigs and there was Zoom gigs. But there won't be any proper gigs for quite a while, and they were sort of both right.
Yeah, so it's all true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all balance.
Yeah. 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 It's important. It's important not to lose hope, but it's important maybe not to put too much hope in an imaginary future. You've just got.
I think going on about it, but I think that the balance is the important thing.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right about the hope, but you don't want to be blind with it.
No.
You can't go, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like George's dad on Seinfeld. Serenity now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Serenity now. Yeah.
You've just got to try and control what you can control today, and just try and make it a good one. You know, that structure thing, exercise, so important.
Groundhog Day joke aside, what you just said is really good. You've just got to try and control what you can control today.
Yeah, yeah.
And make it a good one. That's wise words. You want to put those in your book.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And also that bloke who ran 100K in 6 hours and missed the world record by 11 seconds. What advice would you have given him?
Speed up, mate.
You go a bit faster.
Yeah, you need to run a bit faster if you want to get the world record. Just move your legs a bit faster. if only he'd known at the end that if by speeding up he could have got the world record, I wonder whether he'd done it. Yeah, that's a real shame.
Yeah, you should use the time travel and get to about a minute from the end. Say, go much faster for this last minute, mate.
If you're trying to beat a world record, what you do is you take the time that the world record is and try and run faster than that time. I don't know whether anyone's... Listen, I don't know where his head was at, but, you know, maybe next time.
I know, I'm going to have to lie down and hack your arse while I deal with the truth bomb that you've just...
He needs to give me a ring. And I might try and do some yoga or something before next week, because what else am I doing apart from serving the family? There is the odd bit of time, and I need to just do something, or else I'm going pretty mad. I'm doing the odd like stretch or plank or whatever, but
I say go for it, you know, and go after Adrienne. She's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah,
you'll like her.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's just got that balance. She's got that balance, you know. It's really nice to be slightly more intermediate now and still see the way that when necessary she's completely silly and offhand and self-critical and kind of just, you know, has a bit of a laugh like we would.
Yeah.
But she doesn't shy away from what it all means.
No, that's a capital
that's
M. Fair enough.
That's fair good enough. Stuff.
No, that sounds good. That sounds great, man.
Hey, listen, my phone battery's going to run out. So
okay.
On that wisdom and wonder, I think we're going to have to wrap this up and see if we can't actually make this remote record work for this.
I would say I've got to go and walk the dog, but as you know, the dog's no longer here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you did say you were going to send me a package of some delicious vegan food that you've got.
Delicious veggie chunks in a dog sauce.
dark times.
Just for animal lovers, please be assured that Billy is still alive and well. And in fact, a font of absolute joy. If there's one thing that can get you through a lockdown, it's a dog, I'm telling you. In terms of like day-to-day living, that Buddha present moment awareness and joy of being alive, the dog,
yeah,
the dogs carry it.
About, they're not looking forward to being happy at some future point.
Absolutely not.
Did
no.
you see Lauren Laverne's picture of her dog
right.
was the single best snow photo, and that's saying a lot.
Right, nice. I'll have a look
so
for it.
So check it out. It's on a
we'll check that out. All right, mate. Well, listen, mate, this time next week I'll have done the 2 weeks ISO and we should be able to run, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. And if you, when we do run together, you might find I'm still quite a long way from you.
No, that's fair enough. Of course, I totally understand. And I'll get tested and stuff. But of course, absolutely. Of course. I totally get that.
But beyond all that, just my paranoia.
No.
If I seem smaller than before, it's because I'm further away.
Rob!
Good to have you back!
What's your thoughts on that topic of conversation, Rob?
I can't hear you!
We will run again together apart.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Rob!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.